what you call Corona!
Run away, get away from this mess. My head's going round, just thinking about.
Hey, you're welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. Oliver Sean here, and this is the premiere, the episode 1 of season 21. And what a show we've got for you. We've got Obscurely, the band from America, from the Pacific West. From the Pacific Northwest, I should say. The entire band is joining me in the studio, so you gotta stick around for this, okay? It's gonna be fantastic. So they're gonna be talking about their new single, Pragmatic, their album, what's coming up, just great stuff. So kicking the show off today, the first song is Just Another Country Night by a band called The Lost Outlaws. Now, The Lost Outlaws recently, the singer of that band, or the leader of that band, also has another band called Fatal Vision, and their song Turn Around, which is kind of like an 80s sort of epic sounding, you know, 80s rock sound. That song hit the top 10 in the UK, hit the top 50s in America, and we'll be having Simon from Fatal Vision and The Lost Outlaws joining me in the studio next week, so stick around for that. But yeah, but this week we're playing Just Another Country Night. It's one of their new songs from his Lost Outlaws outfit. Really, really cool song. And I think it's a great song to kick our season 21 off with. Okay, so I hope you enjoy it. After that, we've got Gun Blues Band from Canada. Now, let me tell you, we've got exclusive rights to play this song first before anyone else plays it. And this is called Crawling Back. And it's from the Gun Blues Band's new album, which is not released yet. It releases in a couple of days, okay, a couple of weeks, I should say. So stick around because we'll be featuring the band live in the studio. They're going to be talking to me and, you know, talking about their music. And, well, this band is blues, okay? And you know how close I am to the blues. I've hit the blues, Billboard Blues album. Charts several times in the top 10, and you know, sharing space with Joe Bonamassa and all these guys. And these guys are the real deal. I mean, the guitar work, the singing, the band, just this is proper Stevie Ray Vaughan style blues. Okay, you're gonna love it. So Crawling Back comes at number 2 today, followed by Carly Brill with her song Hey Little Girl. Now this is more of the modern sounding sort of acoustic chill. That's how I describe it. It's got that reggae feel, it's got that pop feel, it's got a bit of that acoustic feel. And it's what you hear in coffee shops, and you know, Spotify plays this a lot. These kinds of songs, this kind of music. So very happy to have Hey Little Girl by Carly Brill on the show today. Followed by, of course, Obscurely, the band joining me live in the studio. Don't miss this interview. It's going to be real, real cool. And then, of course, we're going to introduce Pragmatic by Obscurely. This is their reggae song, which is the first version of their reggae song. There's going to be a new version of the song coming out very soon on a brand new EP by Clint Warren, who is, of course, the leader of or the founder of Obscurely, but also has several other projects. And his new EP, which is a reggae EP, is going to be coming out soon. And I think that is going to really put Clint and his musicians on the map. So after Pragmatic, we've got Tom Bright with his song Don't Be Lonely. Now, this is more of a dance, sort of a club song, but it's not techno or very aggressive. It's more relaxed and chill, but at the same time, it's a dance, kind of like a club sound. I really, really like this track. And because of that chill sound and feel, that electro chill sort of feel, I think it would be a great fit on the Goa Chill Out Zone. Volume 11, which is releasing in a couple of weeks. If you haven't seen some of the magazine and newspaper articles, please just go to, you know, WOAEntertainment.com or find us on Facebook. Just look for WOA Records and Studios and check out all the wonderful coverage from the media about this album and the amazing artists that are going to be featured on the album. Now, this is our iTunes number one, album charted number 2, Amazon number 1 album. You know, it's a series. This is the 11th edition, but it's one of our best-selling sort of compilations featuring independent musicians. Even Universal Music has taken artists from this album for their own World Chill Cafes and all those other compilations that they make. So this is kind of like a launch pad where a lot of major labels look at these artists because it's a unique sort of compilation featuring easy listening, chill, smooth jazz, you know, that kind of stuff, new age. So I think you're going to love this album. Keep an eye out. It releases towards the end of March 2022. And after Tom Bright, we've got Amartya Paul. Now, Amartya is a child prodigy in the true sense. He's 11 years old, based in San Francisco, or was it San Diego? I think it's San Diego. Sorry, Amartya. Wait, it's in San Diego. He's in San Diego. He's 11 years old. And guess what? He just hit number one in the UK on the classical charts. I'm not kidding. He hit number one with the song Princess Ava. And we are very, very proud to present to you Princess Ava that ends the show for us today. Now, this is a classical song. We don't do a lot of classical music on the show, obviously, because, you know, this is more pop and rock and indie stuff. But when you think of an 11-year-old boy hitting number one on the charts, you just have to play that song. So I'm very happy to introduce Amartya Paul to you. He's got some great music coming out every month. There's a new single releasing with WOA supporting it and everything. So I'm hoping you enjoyed the show today. Some great, great music all through season 21 coming up every week with amazing artists joining me every week live in the studio. And for all my fans, you know, the Oliver Sean Band fans, the band is performing on the 11th of February in Zoch, Leicestershire, Loughborough, Nottinghamshire, you know, that area. It's called the Rose and Crown at Zoch. And if you can find it, well, I'm sure you can find it. It's very easy. You're welcome to come as my guests or anybody listening to the show. Come on over. It's going to be a great show and the band's got some great music. And we're working on the Garage Sessions Volume 2. Garage Sessions is my album that hit number one in the UK, in the US, and hit the Billboard Blues album charts. We're now working on Volume 2 of the Garage Sessions. It features sort of unplugged or new versions of some of my older songs and classic sort of covers that the fans ask for. And then we choose the best ones from our sessions and then we record that and release it as an album. And it's worked out really great. So I'm very excited to let everyone know that Volume 2 is going to be releasing very soon. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoy our premiere episode of season 21 of the WOA FM 99 radio show. Oliver Sean signing out. Ciao.
Have gone on and on, just another.
So today we've got a very special band, and by the way, this is the whole band joining me from different cities in America, and it's Obscurely. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, good to be here.
All right, so you guys are based in the Pacific Northwest, and let's introduce everybody. Clint, can you introduce yourself and tell our listeners what you play and what you do in the band?
I'm Clint. I'm the lead vocals, singer, and rhythm guitarist.
That's Clint, guys. So Clint's on rhythm and vocals. And then we've got Sam, who calls herself Sultry Samurai. Sam, tell us more about you.
I am backup vocals, and I keep everyone in line.
Oh, she's like the, you're like the manager in the back. You're like, stay straight. Okay, good. Okay, then we've got Andy. Andy, say hello.
Hello, I am the drummer for Obscurely.
Okay, guys, if you could see Andy, you'd know he's a drummer. You know, he looks like a drummer, so that's good.
I've got the
drummer look. Then we've got Tyler McGraw. Tyler, say hello.
Hi there.
Okay, Tyler, tell everybody what you do.
So I'm the lead guitarist for Obscurely.
Oh, Tyler, we're going to talk a lot, you know, you and me. All right. And James Pearson, who was the number one guy on the interview, who was right there, woken up, looking fresh as ever. James, say hello.
Hi, I'm James. I'm the bassist for Obscurely.
Right, all right. So, James, you obviously wake up really early and you know, you're used to waking up early because you look like you've been up for hours.
I have. I started working pretty early.
So. Okay, great. So, guys, what do you do besides the band? I mean, do y'all have other jobs, or is the band the number one thing? Clint, start.
Clint speaking. Yes. For me, music is full-time.
Okay.
I spend about 8 hours a day experimenting with new sounds and looking at sound waves and the height and depth of sound waves and all that kind of crazy stuff.
Wow. Okay, so you're like into electronic music as well, like in a big way.
Yes.
Nice. And by the way, have you got any Australian or English in you?
South African.
South African. I knew there was something with that accent. Okay. Tyler, what do you do? Do you have another job?
No. So I work with a couple of bands. I work with Obscurely, and then not that long ago, I joined the newly created jazz fusion group called Smooches. A few weeks back, like towards the start of December, I played a show. Basically, I played a set with Smooches and with Obscurely. It was really fun. I was super tired at the end of the night. So anyway, so we're looking for outside income, but yeah, music's the main thing.
The main thing. Great. Andy, what do you do?
Hey, so I work at the electric company. Talk about working for the man.
All right, okay.
I work to play music.
Okay, so you work just to supplement your income just so you can do music full time. That's what you do, really.
Music's always been my passion. So.
And since you say you work for the man, you're actually a federal agent.
No.
Okay. And James.
File shit.
Okay. And James, what do you do?
So, speaking of the man, I'm a corporate research analyst.
Oh, right. Okay.
I work for a company in Vancouver called Zoom Info. So, I do a lot of like spreadsheets and research on companies and such. So,
okay.
Yeah, very nerdy stuff.
So, you're kind of like.
To keep myself sane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like Chandler from Friends because no one knows what he does. Is that what you are?
Exactly.
Right, okay, got
Pretty
it.
Pretty much.
All right. And Sam, does Sam do anything else aside from keeping all you guys in check?
I do. I actually work for a functional neurologist, so I help fix people's brains.
Wow, are you a doctor then?
No, not a doctor.
Okay.
Certified assistant. So.
Okay, great. So that's Obscurely. In a short sort of introduction to the guys, I also very much wanted to know, how'd you get the name Obscurely, Clint?
Good question. Yeah. I've been in bands my whole life, and I've had a running list of like hundreds of band names.
And it hasn't stopped. It still goes.
But unfortunately, over the years, most of these names have been taken. And I think our friends, it started back in Florida. So we're in the Pacific Northwest now, but a few years ago, Sam and I used to live in Florida, and our friends always described our music as being a bit obscure, right?
Okay.
And I think Sam used the word obscurely, okay. which wasn't taken back then.
Yeah.
Either spelling, obscurely spelled L-E-Y or E-L-Y.
Yeah. I have a habit of making up my own words and combining other words, and so.
So I had a bit of a problem with the name, not problem, but I was typing it wrong, and then my editing team were typing obscurely, like obscurely how it's spelled, and then I kept getting emails from Clint going, it's not obscurely, it's obscurely. And I'm like, what's the difference? Oh, okay, it's spelled differently. So why the different spelling?
Well, when we came up with this name, neither version existed.
Okay.
And so we kind of related it. We're playing a lot of reggae type stuff at the time. Right. And so we related it to Bob Marley. Oh. Like the spelling of someone's name. If the name ends in a Lee, you know, like, that sort of sound, it's usually spelled L-E-Y. Right. So we said, why not take the word obscure, combine it with the L-E-Y, obscurely.
Oh, fantastic. See, that's why we need interviews, so that we can get behind these kinds of things. Now the fans know. That's really cool. So Bob Marley might have been one of the inspirations then for the name, which is really cool.
He was. Huge inspiration.
Are you working on a reggae album? Because there's one reggae song on your album that I really like called Pragmatic. And I hear that you're working on a new version for that. So are you working also considering working on an album, a reggae album?
We have been. We have a few reggae songs. We have some ska songs. And they're actually, as far as our performances, the live performances, they're probably the most well-received songs. So that's something we were definitely considering. We've got a song about a lizard that's actually a gecko
named
Jeku, which is kind of like a reggae ska song.
Oh, nice.
And we usually save that for the end of the shows. And whenever we play that, the crowd always goes nuts. So that's definitely something we're considering.
Your album is called Lost Circus. And the reason you've called it Lost Circus is because of all the multiple genres in the album. So was this done because you guys are trying to find your sound, or was it just something you guys do?
I think it's a bit of both. It's trying to find our sound. We made the album Lost Circus intentionally, trying to combine different genres, trying to take the listener through a musical journey, trying to elicit different emotions. You know, like sometimes you're in a party mood, sometimes you're in a bit of a sad mood,
right?
And just taking them through that journey. Okay. That's where the name Lost Circus came from.
Nice. And this is your first album?
Yes.
Okay.
Lost Circus is the first studio album.
When was this album released?
It was actually a few months ago. I think in August or September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you released it as a pop album or a rock album? Or what genre have you placed it in?
Just alternative, which I'm not sure if that's really the right description, since the songs are completely different.
Yeah. Great. So what are you guys working on now?
A lot of theme songs.
So we have a bunch of new songs, and it's really just fine-tuning the songs just to really make them the best versions that they can be. So it's just singing the same line like 100 times, seeing what sounds better, where to put pauses, how to blend things together.
Right. And do you guys record at a home studio? Do you guys go to a different studio? What do you guys do?
The studio we're using, it's actually in Portland, Oregon. It's called Purple Door Sound. The guy's name there is Bob, who's an amazing audio engineer. He's built a studio in his garage.
Right.
And Andy.
Oh, garage band. we're truly a garage band. We've been.
Garage rock. There you go. Yeah. Clint, go on.
Studio
go on, Clint.
That he's built in his garage. And he did this during the pandemic, through COVID and everything like that.
Yeah.
It is like one of the most professional sound studios I've ever seen. Right. Like a wall in the middle with two of these thick, tempered, you know, like the hurricane. Glass, sliding glass doors.
Right.
I don't think they all know what hurricanes are.
Well, it's true.
No, we do. We do get hurricanes in the UK, you know. It's not that bad.
Typhoons.
Okay. And tell me about your tours. Do you guys do a lot of tours? Have you all done any tours or working on a tour, maybe?
We haven't, unfortunately, because of COVID. It's been, in this area of the United States, in the Pacific Northwest, they've been super strict with COVID. COVID.
Right.
So from March of 2020 until just recently, all the venues were closed.
Okay.
And they're just now, they initially reopened, and now they're trying to decide if they should stay open, if they should put back shows.
Yeah.
So we're hoping, you know, we have basically a list of venues that have already said yes to us.
Great.
For a West Coast tour. Nice. And we're just waiting to finalize the dates.
Also, as a record label, we also organize something called the WOA Summer Tour in the UK. And I would love to invite Obscurely to the UK to perform around the UK, if you guys are up to it, and if COVID allows us to do it. You know, so would
I'll have to renew my passport, but I'm totally up for it.
There you go. So we get a lot of American bands joining us, and you know, European bands, Asian bands, and stuff like that. But yeah, I think if you guys are up to it, and if COVID allows us in 2022, I will send through an invitation to you guys to come to the UK, to come do the tour with us. It'll be really good.
We'd love
it. It'll be a blast.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask about instruments, okay? Because that's a part of my interview now, that a lot of musicians tune into my show, okay? And they love talking about each instrumentalist and what he does, or singer, what he sings. Okay, so Tyler, let's talk about your guitars, man. What kind of guitars do you use?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have too many guitars.
Just like me, yeah. That's every guitar player, yeah.
Yeah, it's a monster. I have a bunch of like kind of weirder guitars that I haven't gotten as much use out of lately. The guitar that I played by far the most,
okay,
with Obscurely though, is an Ibanez S420. So super sleek body, six string 24 fret, all black.
Yeah.
I got it secondhand from a musician while I was living in Toronto.
Right.
And I love the thing to death. Playable, it really fits my playstyle. It's got Floyd Rose. It was my first guitar that had one, which I use quite a bit. Some would say too much. So that's my primary guitar.
Great. So, but that does sound like a very shred guitar. But you guys don't really do shred kind of music, do you?
Not for the album stuff, but when we perform live.
Yes.
And we're thinking about this for the next album to do a lot more shredding.
All right.
So, and I'll say this too. So this is Clint speaking.
Yeah. Yes,
I play
Clint,
rhythm guitar. I've been playing for 20 years, my whole life.
Yeah.
Tyler, our lead guitarist, is one of the best guitarists I've seen in my whole life.
And Clint, do you play guitar as well, right? You're the rhythm player.
I do.
Right. And what guitar do you use?
For the most part, I just use a Fender Strat.
Okay.
It's just a classic Strat.
Do you all blend in acoustic guitars with your electric stuff on stage? I know in studios you do, but what about on stage? Do you blend in acoustic?
We do, and it depends on the type of venue and the sound tech who's working it, but ideally, we do have some songs that are written on specifically for an acoustic guitar and a classical guitar.
Right. So is it possible, or is it easy to use an acoustic guitar during tours, or is it a big pain, you know?
No, I think it's comparable to the electric, you know? You just throw it in a hard shell case.
Yeah. Yeah, but for sound, I'm thinking feedbacks and things like that, or have you all considered going in with Taylor guitars, you know, the T5Zs or the Godin sort of acoustic electric, which doesn't feedback? Have you considered that? Or is that not such a big concern for you guys?
Well, yes, exactly. So I should say, when I say an acoustic, it's an acoustic electric, and the classical I have has pickups in it.
Great, okay.
But to transition is hard.
It is, right?
Between songs, and to cut down on that transition time so the audience isn't just sitting there in silence for a minute or 2 minutes.
Which is what I was thinking of. How do you guys kind of do that? Is it a big problem, you know, or you just do an acoustic song with the electric just because you don't want the audience to just sit there looking at you doing changes in equipment?
depending on the venue we have, Tyler Sticks to his electric, and then I've been playing a lot more electric at our shows.
Okay.
And I've been trying to compensate with pedals and emulating sounds of acoustic guitars. But we also discussed, we just had James Pearson join the band as our bassist.
Yes.
One of the most amazing bass players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He came from another project I'm working on, but we were thinking maybe we could have him do a little bit of a solo while I'm transitioning.
All right. Yeah, good idea. What about Andy, the drummer?
Hello.
So when Clint talked about a solo, I was thinking James and you. James is the bass player, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
James and Andy doing a drum and bass solo like Rush.
A little YKK action.
So what do you?
YK.
Yeah. What do you play, Andy? What kind of drums do you use? Because I'm sure my drummer is going to be listening in. And a lot of drummers are listening in. Yeah. Tell us about your drumming.
I grew up playing classical music.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I studied jazz and played a lot of metal back in my earlier days. I played a Pearl Venus series set with Evans Hydraulics, Zildjian
crashes.
Cool. Which is kind of funny because they're made for metal, but.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. but they make some really nice splash sounds, too.
And everybody wants to buy the Zildjian crashes and splashes, I hear.
Play a 24-inch Pasty 2002 ride.
Super. So have you ever considered electronic drums?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I can see an electronic crash behind you, and I'm thinking, that's electronic kit. There you go.
I borrowed that from Clint.
Did you? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're working on potentially mixing that into the live set as well.
Okay.
We'll see where that goes.
Super.
But yeah, I've always enjoyed it. I've done a lot of, sequencer work and synth work as well on the side. And always really enjoyed that mix of acoustic and electronic.
Nice. That brings me to my other question. Do you all sequence a lot of stuff when you're performing? Like you bring it in and then mix it with the drums live? Do you do that?
Yeah, we use a couple of stem pedals, especially for intros to songs.
Right.
Not a ton of mixing. I feel like a lot of our stuff live is pretty organic.
Cool. If you're getting really deep into our music stuff now, I'm sure our listeners are going to zone out.
I had like the difference. I've been having a different experience in the metal world.
Yeah, James, go.
At least recently, like it's been a big recent shift.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the bands I listened to and worked with, like they're trying to like throw in as much stuff as they possibly can.
So James, what do you play? What kind of guitar do you use?
Let's see. After music school, I ended up collecting everything that was like weird or different. So I have all these instruments that like, I maybe only have one or two normal instruments. Everything after that is some kind of unique, weird thing.
Really?
So the two basses, right? Yeah, the two basses I'm running with a six-string Ibanez.
Right.
Because I always find myself, I'm like, I need more range, I need more things, or right. I like how weird this is, or different, or it forces me to out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm perfectly fine going back to a normal four-string bass and doing whatever I have to, but there's something about having this extended range, like, on your low end,
right.
that I really, and the Ibanez one that I use does just a great job of just a basic sound that I can work with.
Super.
Because for the longest time, I was a bit like Tyler, where I just had ton of pedal boards and I used to run with when I used to tour have like it's an M80 old style Fender amp from like the 90s. Like it has that weird kind of like felt outside and stuff that's ugly, but it sounds amazing, but it weighs 100 pounds. Like, in touring with that was just not. And so recently I've completely switched up my whole gear to try and make it something like I can just go to anywhere, drop it, and so I've switched actually entirely to like Head Rush and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Which has been amazing.
Yeah.
Because then the other thing too is, as someone who switches between different basses and guitars, that's been really great because I can just put all that into one thing, and whether like if I have to switch, it's a quick thing. The other bass I run with, not in obscurely and as of right now, is the Satchler. I want to say it's the Hellraiser 6. So it's a bass 6. So essentially, it's just a six string. It's a normal guitar, just an octave lower. Yeah. And
like a Fender 6.
It's been
Like the Fender.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it feels Stats are good. They're great for their metal guitars, so they've definitely like done a great job. And it, Clint told me, he's like, you can make that sound like an upright bass, and then there's times where I'm using it in kind of heavier rock and punk music. So super. I've been really happy with these two. I don't think I'll get another bass anytime soon.
Very good. So Clint, coming back to you, are you there?
Yeah.
I can see that all the musicians in the band. Are very they're so diverse with their genres, so that's definitely going to help obscurely, isn't it?
It has, exactly.
Is this why? Maybe it's one of the reasons you guys are dabbling in so many genres.
I think so. Yeah, we bring as far as the band members, we all have different styles,
right?
And I think it contributes to the music. I've been in bands before where you know the. Every member of the band, if it's a metal band, they all have only metal experiences. Right. We've all grown up listening to the same people. We play the same scales.
Right.
And I feel like when every member has the same background, the music gets a bit boring.
Yeah. So your next album, are you planning on a more focused genre? Or are you still planning on just dabbling in different stuff?
I think we're torn. We've discussed focusing more on reggae, ska type stuff. Since when we perform live, that always gets a huge reaction from the audience. They go nuts.
Yeah.
Or do we do a second album, which is kind of what we have now?
What's coming up in February and March? Oh, you guys, I've been hearing that you're working on something very, very special.
It's a reggae song. And it's one of the most well-received songs. When we perform this live, the audience loves it. They always go nuts.
Yeah.
There's a rough draft music video on YouTube right now.
Is that? Okay.
And it has like, I think it's over 50,000 views or something. But so basically we're taking this reggae song, we're fine-tuning it.
Right.
And just adjusting all the sounds.
Yeah.
So we can get it sounding as good as possible.
Excellent.
And that'll be released in February, March.
So you do have a draft of this song on your current album, though. That's what I've heard.
We do. It's called Pragmatic.
Pragmatic. On that note, I'm going to be playing Pragmatic today for all our listeners. But before you guys go, Clint, can you tell us or can you plug in your social media and your websites?
Yes, so the band name is Obscurely.
Spell it, mate.
It's Obscurely. So make sure you get the L-E-Y at the end, and all the branding and social media stuff is under that name, Obscurely.
Obscurely, okay.
I think you missed.
You missed the C. He missed the C there, didn't he?
Obscurely.
Okay.
Instagram will be instagram.com/obscurely. Okay. Facebook, same thing, will be /obscurely. YouTube/obscurely. And the website is obscurely.com. Yes.
See you later, guys.
And
on that note, here is Pragmatic by Obscurely.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Oh, you got to slow it down now.
Take it easy, take it easy.
'Cause life's not so serious, no. Just listen to the reggae beat and let the music take you off your feet and get ready to grab a seat now and
take it easy, take it easy.
Oh, you got to slow it down now.
Take it easy, take it easy.
'Cause life's not so serious, no. Why don't you take some advice and listen to these words I've written for you. Smoke some ganja and then unwind.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Oh, you got to slow it down now.
Take it easy, take it easy.
'Cause life's not so serious, no.
Check it.
a step back, don't be in a rush. Life's not just go. Take it easy, take it easy. Oh, you got to slow it down now. Take it easy, take it easy. Cause life's not so serious, no. Take some advice and listen to these words that I'm singing to you. Smoke some ganja and then unwind. Take a step back and let your worries subside. Take it easy, take it easy. You got to slow it down now. Take it easy, take it easy. Cause life's not so serious, no.
years ago.